Have you ever thought to yourself, that person just looked at me as if I am stupid? Or I think that person thinks I'm an idiot. Or you thought to yourself, I think what I just did now made me look like an idiot, but I'm not sure. And I've been very privileged in my life now that I'm 50 plus to look back over my life and say, there are some people in my life I'm so incredibly grateful for because they pulled me aside when I was much younger than I am now, thank goodness, and said, Rowie, don't do that because you look like an idiot, or don't act that way because it makes you look like an idiot, or if you do that, people will think you are stupid. And as I was pondering how privileged I am to have had those people in my life, now that I am 50 plus, I think, I wonder if everybody has those same people. I wonder if everybody are as privileged as me and have been given that same information. I thought maybe not. I've had access to some really wise, life experienced, successful professional people, and maybe there are other people who didn't have that same experience. So I want to share with you the top three things that people have shared with me will make me look like an idiot, and maybe you can relate and maybe it will be helpful. So the first one is this. I was pulled aside and said, Rowie, in a group of people, you have just criticized or made negative comments about people that are doing things that you've never done before. So if you make comment about a politician or a movie star or an athlete or a sporting team or a business person, and you've never done what they've done, and yet you've made criticism about them, you actually look like an idiot. So if you say that a rugby league player isn't a good player, but you've never played rugby league, or you say that that politician doesn't know what they're talking about, and you've never been involved in politics, or if you pull somebody down and make negative comments about them, but you've never done or achieved or come close to doing the amazing things that they've done, then best not criticize them because you'll look like an idiot. So I took that on board, and before I open my mouth now, even if I have an opinion about other people and what they've done, I keep it to myself, because if I've never achieved that, if I've never played that, if I've never been there, if I've never done that, it does sound really silly to criticize the people who have and or the people that are giving it a crack. The second thing I'm very appreciative for, because remember there's only top three things here because we want to keep it nice and simple. I was pulled aside and said, Rowie, you often talk about what you're going to do. You tell people, I'm going to run this, I'm going to win that, I'm going to achieve that, I'm going to open this business, I'm going to buy that thing, I'm going to go to that place, I'm going to. However, it's far wiser to do it and let people observe that you've done it. And I really appreciate that information, because often when you tell people what you're going to do, you don't do it. And then you end up looking really stupid because you run around telling everybody stuff that you end up not doing. Obviously, the easiest, safest way to control that situation is don't talk about what you're going to do. Just go out and achieve all the things that you want to achieve, and then let people take note of how successful you are or how often you do things or the great things that you do. And really important thing there, though, is it doesn't matter if nobody notices, because the great thing about achieving things is that you know that you did it. Even if nobody else knows, you now know that you are capable of running that, doing that, buying that, going there, achieving that, because you've actually done it rather than just talk about it. The next one's really interesting. When you start talking about stuff that you've done, so now you've actually done it, but you talk about it in a group of other people and you don't know what they've done. So you might talk about the sport that you've played or the countries that you've visited or the restaurants that you've been to or the things you have achieved. However, the people in that group might have done it so much more effectively than you, or so many more times than you, or they're just better at it than you are. So if you talk about a sport, for example, and you are really good at the national level, but they are now world champions or Olympic athletes, but you don't know that, you might sound really stupid because you're coming from a place of insignificance compared to what they have achieved. So you start talking about, yeah, I'm great, I've done this, I'm amazing, but there are people in that group who are more amazing than you. You might talk about a country that you visited, but everybody in that conversation has not only been to that country, but they've been there 74 times, and maybe some of them have lived there, done business there, met successful people there, and you sound really stupid because you're talking about the one time that you've been there and you sound like you know everything about that country. You might talk about a restaurant or a movie. Other people have seen that movie and didn't like it, or other people starred in that movie, or other people directed that movie. You might talk about a business and you're talking, you might be saying negative things about that business, and the director of the company is in the group, or the person that founded the company is in the group, and you end up sounding really stupid. But not only do you sound stupid, you turn people off from wanting to be associated with you, or wanting to do business with you, or wanting to even know you, because you might have offended them. It's like if you talk about politics or religion or sexual persuasion, but there's somebody in the group, and I'm not just saying talking about it, but you actually got a strong opinion, like you say, that politician's an idiot, or that religion is stupid, or that way of eating is ridiculous, or that way of exercising is crazy, but there's somebody in that group who is that particular religion or does vote for that person, and they just now think you are an idiot. So be aware of the things that make us look really stupid. One of the things I'm conscious of every single day, this is my own personal analyzation, one of those words that doesn't exist, but I like to use it anyway, is the people in my life, I can learn from everybody. So if I'm talking, there's just gas coming out of my mouth and stuff that I already know. If I'm with a group of people and I don't know them, or even if I do know them, they still can teach me. And if I'm talking and not listening, I'm not learning anything. And that's when you look really stupid, when you're not learning. As soon as you say, I know that, I've heard that, I've done that before, I know that my ability now to learn something is completely shut off. And if I'm in a group of really young people and I think to myself, well, I'm 50, so I'm wiser than these people, but there might be a billionaire, entrepreneur, 23-year-old person in that group. I want to shut up and find out all about them because they are obviously far more successful than me, or they've done some amazing things that I haven't done, or what can I learn from them? If I'm a younger person and I'm in a group of more mature people, I now have to shut up because otherwise I'm going to look like an idiot. These people have lived 20, 30, 40 years longer than I have. They have experienced so much more than I have. And even if they haven't, what can I learn if I'm doing the talking? The only way to not look like an idiot ever is to ask people about themselves, be genuinely interested in what they've got to say, and learn from everybody. Because if you're constantly learning and you're constantly growing, you can't look like an idiot and you'll never be an idiot, because all you're doing and all the ethos that you're sharing with people and the sparkly bits that you're sharing with people and what's coming off your body language is, please teach me. So I'm very aware of criticizing other people who have done the things that I've never done, because that would be stupid. I've stopped talking about the things that I'm going to do and I just go on and do them. And if somebody takes notice, fantastic. If they don't, doesn't matter, because I know that I've done it. And then I'm really careful about any conversation I have in a group of people, because there's obviously going to be somebody in that group who is wiser than me, has more life experience than me, is better at that than me, knows more than me. And even if they don't know more than me, then they might know a better way to explain it than I do. They might have a better way of making it simple and easy to understand that I've never thought of before. So let's be open to learning, and then we won't look like idiots.